The third comment in that paragraph, according to Torah law, a person does not have an obligation to purchase a garment of four corners in order to be obligated in the mitzvah. There's no requirement for you to go ahead and get the four-cornered garment. If you have it and you want to wear it, so then you put on tzitzis. But there's no obligation to purchase the four-cornered garment in order to be obligated. Okay. Which leads us straight into our question. In practical Jewish observance, is it a mitzvah to wear tzitzis? Is it an obligation to wear tzitzis? And the answer in practical Jewish observance is absolutely yes.
Both.
A Jewish man, is supposed to purchase a four-cornered garment with tzitzis upon it and wear it and recite a blessing when he puts it on. And 100% in Jewish practical Jewish observance, it's 100% obligatory. So where did we come to understand a mitzvah that so clearly, from a technical level, is not an obligation? It's only if you're wearing four corners, then you put it on. And somehow in Jewish observance, practical Jewish observance, we would insist, oh yes, you have to wear it. Okay? Take a look at the fourth quote, which is Rav Hirsch, great rabbi in Germany, 1800s. God gave you the tzitzis as the means for a lesson. The lesson is that it's going to remind you about the commandments. But he left the use of them to your own free will. He pledged you, when you wear a garment of four corners, provide it with tzitzis. But he left it to you whether or not you wish to wear such a garment. And now he says a reason. Why? So that you should feel the need for it yourself. You should grasp the means with joy, thereby rendering it more meaningful to you. He speaks a little bit technical, but what's he saying? Hashem gives you guidance, he says. If you wear this mitzvah, if you wear this tzitzis, good things are going to happen to you. You're going to be right-minded about the mitzvahs. You're going to be saved from immoral behavior. There's an energy in tzitzis. I now leave it up to you whether you want to wear them. Mm-hmm. Which fool says no? But he's saying that's education. There's some mitzvahs Hashem says you must do it, and that there's no room for negotiation. But there's some mitzvahs that Hashem just like leads you like the horse to water and then says, if you're thirsty, take a drink. I'm not obligating you to take the drink. It would be cheap for Hashem to say, you must wear tzitzis to remind you about the commandments. It would make the mitzvah cheap. And I don't even know if it would remind anybody. Because then you're doing it because he told you, you better do it. There has to at some point be a mitzvah that we take the initiative that we want to do the mitzvah. And this is that type of mitzvah.
It's required. That's also a reminder. I mean, why is...
That's God's guidance as to why he chooses one mitzvah and not a different one. The only thing that we can get a glimpse into his pattern is that it does make sense that there will be some mitzvahs that are done out of our own initiative. That's how the education of a human being works. Again, I'm telling you that tzitzis will enable you to observe all the commandments properly. It'll remind you. It'll be a uniform. It'll save you from immoral thoughts. If you want to wear it or you don't want to wear it, that's really up to you. And then God sits back and waits.
Well, what
do you think you're going to do?
A lot of people don't think they need these extra reminders.
I don't know what you mean, they don't need. Philosophically, or are you talking about tzitzis specifically?
People who weren't raised this way think they could remember what they need to remember.
So that's a big mistake. Judaism recognizes the humanity of the human being. And human beings forget. And the proof is in the facts. People who say they don't need reminders should, I'm not going to test them, but they should go test themselves. Go through 613 mitzvahs, go through all of Jewish observance, and you tell me, are you forgetting or you're not forgetting? Would an extra reminder be helpful? God says it would be. He's not going to order you to do it because there has to be a point where you take initiative to do a mitzvah. But he's giving you all the information. It's like I'm giving you the Kabbalistic information. If you do this magical thing, then it'll help you in your endeavor to observe properly. It's up to you if you want to do it. It occurred to me that many mitzvahs work like that, that it would be cheap for Hashem to outline every little detail. One of the big questions that we had was, why is it that interpersonal relationships hinge on one simple mitzvah, love your neighbor like yourself? It's very odd. Interpersonal relationships are biggies in Torah. But it doesn't say in the Torah, you should visit the sick, you should comfort the mourner. And like a whole list of mitzvahs that clearly are mitzvahs, but they're not part of the 613. Hashem doesn't say them clearly. Instead, he just says, love your neighbor as yourself. And it occurred to me, I believe the reason is because it would become cheap if Hashem had to tell you. I find with my kids, for example, you know, I want my kids to like each other. It becomes a little cheap when I have to say, you know, you, don't kick her. You, don't pull her here. God says, love your neighbor as yourself. I hope you guys get it. Like, if someone's mourning and they're hurting, go visit them and try to comfort them. If someone's sick, try to, like, I have to tell you every little thing. It becomes cheap. And that's why it doesn't become itemized mitzvahs in the 613. Hashem just presents, love your neighbor as yourself, and you're supposed to get the message.
Some people don't get the message.
That's a good question.
But if you...
They should get it. They should speak to you.
I don't always get the message.
Fine. That's why we have Jewish tradition. Everybody acknowledges that Judaism is not based on the five books of Moshe as being the code of Jewish law. Everybody acknowledges that five books of Moses is the outline. Jewish tradition is what we ultimately do. And it comes up like that in every single mitzvah. If you want to know how to build a sukkah on sukkahs, you're going to look in the Torah or you're going to look in Jewish tradition?
What's Jewish tradition?
Jewish law, handbooks, printed by scholars. Where are you going to look to how to do the mitzvah? It comes up by every mitzvah. How are you going to make tefillin? Any mitzvah. How are you going to do it? You're going to ask your father, you're going to ask your mother, you're going to ask your mentor, you're going to ask scholars. That's what you're going to do. It's like that by every mitzvah. But when we're wondering, when we're trying to figure out the system of 613, where does Hashem say it overtly? Or in this mitzvah, he says it very overtly, but he doesn't actually say you have to do it. It's because you're supposed to get the message on your own. So yes, tzitzis becomes a very interesting mitzvah. In practical Jewish law, you're supposed to do it? Absolutely yes! Is it a technical mitzvah that you must? If you push me against a corner, did Hashem ever say, I must do the mitzvah?
Yeah, it says you shall place tzitzis on the corner.
If you have a four-cornered garment.
Yeah. Okay.
You follow what I'm saying? Yeah. There are a bunch of steps in the... Okay. It is a mitzvah. It is one of the 613. But to tell you that you must buy a four-cornered garment, you must wear that mode of dress that would obligate you, there's no such mitzvah.
And it's not just having it, you have to wear it.
Right.
Like you said, it's in your drawer, you don't
right,
have
no mitzvah. Okay. So a guy owns it, but he doesn't put it on. Is he in violation of a biblical law? No. Only if he put on a four-cornered garment without tzitzis would he be in violation.
Is it a rabbinical law?
I don't know if it would be technically called rabbinic, but it has the same type of status. It's a very, very strong understanding.
Of one of those inferences of biblical law?
I don't think it's as overt. I would phrase it as the rabbis viewed it as an insult to the mitzvah, as an insult to the relationship with Hashem, that Hashem says, this will remind you, and you don't bother doing it. Is it a mitzvah for a girl who gets engaged to wear her engagement ring? It's not a mitzvah, not even an ethical obligation between the chassan and the kala, the bride and groom. I mean, there's no, but it's insulting for her to go out without her engagement ring after it was bought for her. Now, if she has a good reason, so of course she has a good reason. Her finger swelled and the thing broke, has to be fixed. You come up with a reason, but it's insulting. If I give you something that will remind you of me and our treasured relationship, and you don't wear it, I never said you have to wear it.
Who wouldn't want to wear it?
But come on! I mean, are we engaged or not? That's the type of thing. Okay. Turn over the page to the power of the mitzvah. Mitzvah of tzitzis. So the first one we did, 600 plus 8 plus 5, 613. Okay. Second quote. Techeles blue is like the sea. It's supposed to remind you of the sea. The sea is like the sky. Now, I don't know if you've experienced this, but according to the Talmud, if you look at the sea, you're supposed to think of the sky, no problem. Okay? The sky is like sapphire. And sapphire is like the heavenly throne. Basically, when you look at Techeles, the blue, in the ideal mitzvah of tzitzis, it's supposed to remind you of God. Now, everybody wonders why the Talmud did it in such a roundabout way. If blue is sapphire like the heavenly throne, why does it have to follow all these steps? First it's like the sea, then it's like the sky, then why beat around the bush? If blue is sapphire like the heavenly throne, so just say it. So the commentaries say that there's a skill here, a skill of Judaism, which is that whenever you look at something, it's not going to equal directly. When you want to see God, you have to know that this equals that, equals that. You have to pay attention. If you just look at Techeles and you want to see God in the Techeles, you're not going to see it. But if you can see that Techeles is a reminder for creation, it's a reminder of the water, it's a reminder of the heaven. If you're willing to engage your mind, then you will be able to see God in the Techeles. But ultimately, you're looking at tzitzis, it's a reminder.